626, adopt the supplemental budget for the fiscal year 2013-14 over expenditure process and make budget adjustments in various funds.
Good morning.
Good morning. Andrew Scott, City Budget Director. I'm here with Claudio Campuzano. I'm actually sad that Will Levinson left. I was going to ask to borrow his guitar so that we could do
Would be a budget presentation.
Song. Longer-serving council members may remember that we once had to follow the Oregon Poet Laureate with a revision to the general fund overhead model, which was a great juxtaposition. And so I actually was inspired to write a haiku about it. And yeah, that was the first and last time I probably will ever deliver poetry in front of council.
Do you remember the haiku?
I have it written down, yeah. I'll send it to you.
All right, we've got to see that.
So this morning we have the overexpenditure ordinance. There is very little in this year's overexpenditure ordinance, which is what we like to see at the end of the year. The overexpenditure ordinance is the final opportunity for bureaus to make adjustments in their budgets. And essentially, we as a city have a responsibility to make sure that bureaus don't overspend, and bureaus have a responsibility to make sure that within major object categories, they've stayed within their appropriations. And so this is one final time for an adjustment. I can say that there are no bureaus this year in danger of overspending, and there are, in fact, no general fund, new general fund requests in this year's overexpenditure ordinance, which is, again, why there's very little to discuss in terms of this year's overexpenditure ordinance. Most of what you do see in here are just changes just internally within funds, within bureaus. And again, bureaus just making sure that their end-of-year appropriations are going to balance out to where their spending was. So exactly what we would expect to see at this time of the year. The second thing before you, and actually I don't know if we need to read both of them in. There's both the overexpenditure ordinance.
Oh, 627?
Yeah, I was going to actually talk about that
as well. We'll get her to do that when she comes back.
Okay.
Go ahead and just.
Okay, so the other thing that sort of accompanies this, and we started this, I think, 3 years
maybe
ago.
Maybe
4 years ago. We authorized temporary operating loans between various funds to provide interim funding to cover lags in federal, state, and grant reimbursements. And what this is essentially is when we moved to SAP, we created a grants fund. And the grants fund is again where those grant expenditures come out of. That's sort of best practice, which is why we move towards it. Unfortunately, grant funds by their definition get reimbursed later, right? We go ahead and make the expenditures. We get the grant reimbursements from the federal government and the state government later. And so essentially as reimbursement funds, they structurally have negative balances both in fund and cash. Accounting rules require that there be no negative cash balances, and state budget law requires that there be no negative fund balances at the end of the year. And so in order to deal with that, we, at the end of the year, authorize these temporary loans between the operating funds to the grant fund. The loans are executed on June 30th. They get repaid again on July 1st. So it's very much an accounting issue, but again, we do need to make these loan payments in order to stay consistent with accounting rules. And that the bureaus who actually are driving those negative balances, and by driving, we just mean they're the ones making the expenditures, they make the loan and then again get paid back. The general fund picks up those costs for general fund bureaus. So it, again, very much a procedural issue. With that, I'm happy to take any questions on the resolution or the ordinance.
Questions for Andrew or Claudio? Okay, and then Carla, could you go ahead and read 627, because I think we'll take testimony if there is any on both.
627, authorized temporary operating loans between various funds to provide interim funding to cover lags in federal, state, and other grant reimbursements.
Okay, thank you. No questions? Great, thank you both. And then is there anyone signed up to testify on either of these items?
I do not show anybody signed up for 626 anyway.
Okay, anyone want to speak? Then we'll take a roll call on the emergency ordinance 626.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for your attention to details. Aye.
Hales?
This is really a case where no news is good news. I mean, this is normal here. And we should note that fact, that this is one more way that we keep Portland weird. This is normal here. That our bureaus are spending within their budgets. The budget is balanced. We have a AAA bond rating. This is normal here. Thank you. Aye. And 627?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Thanks very much.